From Universal Pictures comes a film so shocking.
We've got a real problem here.
So disgusting.
Don't let him in your mouth!
No!
It will change the face of horror.
They're doing things to people, turning them into some kind of monsters.
Slither.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hattenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We shoot the shit. We spoil. We get off topic. It's fun. Exactly.
We cough.
But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, holy shit. Hell yeah.
Boo.
Hell yeah. Fog machines.
Sunglasses.
Fog machines, sunglasses. This is the vibe I bring to any haunt.
This is
when I go and visit them now.
Yeah. This is he rolled up in sunglasses and I was like, I'll put mine on too.
Yeah.
So what you feel, you know, included.
I love the smell of fog.
But you're probably like, who's this guy?
Hi.
This guy with the greatest voice known to man. He's an actor. He's a voice actor. He's a comedian. He's a fellow horror movie podcast host. I've been on his podcast before. You should go check those episodes out. It's Julia Verena.
Yay. Hello. Yeah, I came in with the sunglasses. I came in with the I already have the shirt. I already have the outfit. It's a hot day.
Yeah.
My hair is doing really well. And then I put the sunglasses on and I'm like, this is a vibe.
It's such a vibe.
Why not just carry it into the podcast?
I love it.
You know, if Kenan Thompson can do it on podcasts, why can't I?
And that's what you should do in life. What would Kenan do?
WWKD on the radio.
This is going to be a great episode for those audio people.
Hell yeah, dude. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fucking epic. So, before we get into it, I think you like horror movies a little bit.
I love horror movies. For anybody watching, I got a bunch of just horror stuff. I got The Bride and an original Bride and Frankenstein's Monsters here. I got Sam's Lollipop as well. I got a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I love horror. Big horror fan. Got my own horror podcast. You've been on the old version.
Yes.
I have since rebranded. We're now going by Little Pot of Horrors. Right now it's been I scaled it down and now we're rebuilding back up.
Cool.
And I think it's more manageable. So it's starting to be fun again.
That's good. And that's huge. That's huge. Because sometimes this right here is not fun. And every time I go, what if I just quit?
Yeah.
Right now. But yeah. I'm like, no. Because I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
And I want to hit 1,000 episodes and then I can quit.
There you go. You have a goal. You have a finish line.
Yeah, we're barely at 200. So
do we know what episode number this is? Or you're not even at 200?
No, we're not at 200 yet. I don't know when this will come out. This will come out in the next month.
Oh, okay. For 111, that'd be sick.
March.
Just triple numbers.
Triple numbers. Okay, so what is your current favorite horror movie?
Current favorite? That's a...
right now, what is your favorite horror movie?
Oh,
it doesn't have to be from this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, in my top five, just in general.
Yeah, give me your top five.
Usually it's going to be Bride of Chucky is pretty up there in terms of any kind of horror comedy. The original Scream, the one that had effort behind it. It'd probably be another zombie one. Probably Dawn of the Dead, mm-hmm. It's my one Zack Snyder movie that I truly, truly love. It's his version of Dawn of the Dead. And in more recent years, I mean, The Sinners is freaking amazing.
Love.
And between Weapons and Bring Her Home.
Okay.
At least if I'm talking about just adding a few from this. Or Bring Her Back.
Yeah, bring Her on Home.
Bring Her Home is...
Bring Her on Home.
That's a
coming of age. Bring her home.
That's the cut song from Les Mis.
Yeah, it's weird because Bring Her Back and Bring Her Home still have the same knife eating scene.
Yeah.
But it's just a different context.
I always forget. The one scene I always remember is when they get hit by the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just comes, it's just so, just comes out of nowhere. Yeah. And I love that. And it looks so fucking real. Can I curse on this podcast, right?
No.
Oh, no.
You can't.
Patreon, I apologize.
You can. No.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah.
The Patreon portion's already done.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's everything before I start.
Oh, okay.
Like the pod.
All right, so this is all for the peasants. The people who scrounge on the free, who bear the teeth of the free bread that is sprinkled about, of course.
The freeloaders. No, I love you.
This is my deviation from my ADHD is just like, if I start finding a voice, I'll just run with it.
This is the ADHD podcast.
Yeah.
And then what was the first movie to scare you, horror or not?
Ooh, first movie to scare me? Damn. I remember vividly being terrified of the Mila Jovovich.
Sure.
Resident Evil movie.
Okay.
All my cousins were watching it in one room, and I was in the kitchen just kind of like watching them watch the movie, but I was too afraid to watch it. Also, a lot of the video games that they my older cousins played when I was younger, mm-hmm. that kind of freaked me out. I was a little bitch when I was a kid. And then I grew to be like, oh, Chucky's hilarious.
Yeah.
I still won't be in a room with like an American Girl doll, but I mean, Chucky's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, yeah, if you're short, I'm going to kick you. You know, you're at kickable level, I'm going to punt you across the room.
Exactly. You know?
So I gave you the long list of movies.
So many.
It's overwhelming. I realize that. And you gave me your top five, and I was like, ooh, this one would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked
Slither.
Slither. James Gunn.
James Gunn. Early James Gunn Slither. And a lot of early.
It's a stacked cast.
Yeah. A lot of baby faces.
A lot of babies. So if you were to explain this movie to someone who has never seen it before.
Oh, hell yeah.
How would you explain this movie?
All right. Picture this. imagine like what you think like an old classic B horror movie is. Give it some money. And it's basically that Body Snatchers meets kind of Tremors. But it's like it's an alien body horror movie.
Yeah.
I think that's the simplest way to put it. Alien body. But I mean, if you're looking for like more specifics, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, mm-hmm. like very esque, very like classic B schlocky alien horror movies. It's great. Yeah.
It's so great.
I love a good B quality movie. A movie that looks like it's a B movie. But has the money of someone who believes that it's an A.
Yes. I mean, this is
an effort.
This is A for effort. The cast is insane. Let's just read off some people because I have IMDb pulled up.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucking Nathan Fillion.
Nathan, babyface Nathan Fillion.
Elizabeth Banks.
Early Elizabeth Banks. I think this is like one of her earliest roles, too.
And then what's her face?
Yeah, her too.
Yeah.
She's great.
Jenna.
And when she's in that one thing.
Jenna.
Oh, Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher.
Yeah, this is when they were married, and this is just before The Office like blew up.
Wait, was Jenna Fisher
married to James Gunn?
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah.
Wait, Jenna are they Fisher. Still married?
No. They're not, no.
Oh.
No, they, I don't know when.
This is post-Scooby-Doo. This is post-Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But, like, this movie came out, like, during the first season of The Office premiering. So she wasn't, like, as big of a name as she would eventually become.
We should have you be the receptionist. I was trying not to stutter, and I was saying if you were going to say it, and then you also went down, and I was like, oh, no.
I was like, anticipation. Oh, my God.
It's, you know what? The one thing my stutter does allow for is the pause for dramatic effect, and that is huge. But some people ruin it, and it's like, no, I just start over.
Yeah.
You ruined it, and I have to start over.
But, yeah, Jenna Fisher and James Gunn were married, like during this time. They weren't married for very long. That's as much as the tea I remember from that. But yeah, he threw her into this as the receptionist. And then who plays the mayor? The mayor is somebody too.
Michael. Nope, that's the Grant. That's the bald guy.
Oh, Michael Rooker's also in it.
Greg Henry? Is that it?
Oh, maybe. No. I thought it was going to be a bigger name, like a bigger classic name or something.
None of these people look familiar. None of these. Rob Zombie was in it.
Rob Zombie's in it?
Yeah, he's Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl. Carl I think the
Carlson.
The movie's moral is never trust a bald man. Because... Grant, that's his name, right? Yeah. Grant. I'm bad with names. First of all, his name's Grant. His name is Grant. No.
Grant.
His parents punished.
My cousin Billy Bob.
His parents should be punished. It's like when in like the early 1900s and like 1800s, people would be named like butcher, doctor. You'd be named after like what your occupation was going to be.
Yeah.
Grant.
Hi, I'm Doctor. Oh, the doctors? Yes, those doctors.
Yes,
doctor.
Butcher doctor? No.
What are you doing here?
That's not right. Grant. Crazy. I'm going to call him Grant. I love that. Grant. That sounds like a child being like, Grant.
Yeah, trying to say grandpa or something.
So they, Grant is, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he married somebody.
Elizabeth
the
Banks.
Whole relationship's very, like, especially from today's standards, it's very, like, ew. Because she was, like, just fresh out of high school, and then he's, like...
Old?
Yes.
Bald. Grant.
Significant. He's Grant. He's Grant. He's Grand. Mm-hmm. Age. And they get married. So it's already, like a not a relationship you're rooting for, yeah. At least, especially nowadays. And then,
she's in love with him, and he is gross.
For some reason. That dick must be good. I don't know.
And this whole movie is why is it just borderline tentacle porn?
That is something you had to stomach through. That definitely is something you got to stomach through in this film.
That's crazy. It's the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is like just stuff wringing out of people's mouths, and then eventually, like that's where the body horror part of it all comes in. Yeah. I think because then you even get like the giant Grant mound of bodies
heat, of
and
bodies, yeah.
And flesh and ugh.
Yeah,
all practical. Which I love.
It's so gross. It's so gross. And like the slit. What would you call it? An alien? What do they call it?
They call it an aliens.
Worms.
The worms.
Alien plague.
The slugs.
Okay, so there are zombies.
Slugs.
Because I was gonna say, would you consider this a zombie movie?
No.
And they consider it an alien invasion, but it says. Turns people into zombies.
Yeah.
So technically it is a zombie movie.
I would put it in the same like vein as The Faculty.
Which is in theory also, you could call it a zombie movie.
You could, but I'd say it's more an alien hive mind invasion.
But that's also technically zombie
it's a subcategory of zombie, the same way like the 28 Days franchise. They're not technically zombies, but they have very zombie-esque vibes about them.
I took a class called Zombies in Popular Media.
Where was this?
Columbia College, Chicago. Hey-o.
Wow.
But what we
this
what
is what
we,
happens when you go to a, like a real college. I went to community college.
No, I went to an artsy-fartsy college. It's the thing of like what is considered a zombie movie, and that can be. I know my head is actually hurting. Really
I'm like, I'm gonna start zoning out. So, and the glasses are coming off, vibe's
all of a
cooling
sudden
down.
So bright, it's so fucking bright.
Yeah,
God, I can't.
Let me know if it looks like I'm sleeping. I'll put the sunglasses back on.
Yeah, you're
my eyes are just naturally this small. I just always look in a perpetual state of high or nap. Sir, are you awake? Yeah.
Totally.
I am.
My eyes are wide open. Can't you
Sir,
see?
Sir, I am looking at you with eyes wide open. With eyes wide open. I'm eating this mic. Sorry.
audio is out of control.
This is, listen, people are going to, I think people are going to be on a roller coaster.
They're going to be like, whoa, that's every episode. That's every episode, man. But no, so zombies, it basically was like, what do you consider a zombie movie? Like, okay, you're like the Night of the Living Dead, obviously. Mm. But then people are like, okay, is Get Out considered a zombie movie? With the same logic of like, okay, it's basically your consciousness no longer being there and you are being controlled by something else. Right. In theory, that is a zombie movie. So like Alien could kind of be a zombie movie. Like it's like borderline. So it's like,
yeah, I think if you boil it down to like a zombie, like a base level, what a zombie is, even like where it originated from like voodoo practices or whatever, like the idea of zombies originated from that idea that a zombie is somebody controlled by somebody. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could boil it down to that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a stickler for like specifics too.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Because I see it more. I still don't see it more. I see it more as an alien invasion movie than I would like a zombie movie. I see where the logic is on the zombie thing.
They got the weird little worm things, and
they got the worm things.
Grant impregnates. not his wife.
Yeah,
no.
That shit's crazy. That poor lady. Oh my God.
Starla. His wife Starla, but he impregnates. What is this woman's name?
You get Grant and Starla together. It's some cheating abound to happen.
It's not uptight, Mom. What's the woman's name? Margaret? I feel like it's Margaret.
Same thing with Margaret.
And Margaret.
Margaret's too grow close to Grant.
I don't think it's Margaret. Because I feel like that's wrong. So the woman he impregnates becomes this.
I think it is Starla.
No, Starla is Elizabeth Banks.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're all like, Starla, which sounds like Stella.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, they say it a lot in it.
Yeah. But it sounded like a streetcar. Stella. And I was like, Starla. And like, was that a James Gunn? Was that a nod to James Gunn? Not James Gunn. What's the fuck's name?
No, Marlon Brando?
Yeah, they look the same. They're in the same. They're in Godfather.
They're the same person.
Are they not? If you put them in the room, I think those.
Wait, who did you say first?
James Caan.
Oh, James Caan. Yeah, they both. I think they were saying James Gunn.
He's gone. They were like, James Gunn. I mean, they both are gone. They both are gone. So, am I wrong? Did I stutter? Not there. it's just the pregnant...
Yeah,
like
where
the,
she balloons up is...
And then she's like, I'm hungry! Meat!
I don't feel so good! And it's just a zoom out on this giant ball of a human. It's always so funny to me.
But also, at the same time, when he's, you know, performing the act, if you will, Grant and the woman who... I don't
the
know.
This nameless woman, this nameless victim...
I don't know what she
in the
looks
in the
like.
Film
and IMDb's not helping. You have
doesn't say meatball lady
Nathan
under credit.
Fillion it should and Starla. They are at a bar, a karaoke bar,
honky tonk,
and somebody's singing and he's getting real close to her and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna hug, we're gonna cuddle." I'm like, "You, Starla, your husband, you said you're devoted to him. Mm-hmm. I know he's off cheating." But you're just as bad as he is.
You're still.
I'm also like, Grant Grant's crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to let him cheat on you because he might hurt you. No, he will hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grant Grant's going to. Why would you marry that man? He.
Money.
Ball. Okay. Grant Grant doesn't seem like he's got the money, though.
Isn't he like in charge of like some construction shit or something? Like it's established early on what he does?
Oh, yeah. I see,
he has like some kind of like role where it's just like he's kind of a big shot in the town.
I missed that part, and I was just went straight to you got an alien in your stomach,
it's hard to look past that part. Yeah,
I kind of forgot what he did for a living.
But also like I mean like you know there's got to be something behind him where it's also like that this other young attractive lady would be like, yeah, I'll hook up with you, Grant.
Yeah, let me put my baby to sleep, and then. You can put me to sleep with all the slither,
with all the slugs,
with all the
and goo.
Wormies. Ew.
Gobbledygook.
So I guess my question is, What's your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke song. This is easy. Poor Unfortunate Souls, sung as Harvey Fierstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my go-to first song every time. First off, it sets a fun tone in the room. Okay. Secondly, I fucking slay that song every time as Harvey Fierstein. And it's just such a delight to like hear this voice sing. You know what I mean? It's wonderful.
And they're like, he actually talks like that. That's crazy.
It's fucking, it's amazing. Really. Listen, people, you're going to relax to this. You're going to want to put this on and just fall asleep. Let me just sing you a slumber song. So that's a slung song. That's my go-to. That's my go-to, and then My Chemical Romance and Green Day and all that.
You're like, that's number one and everything else.
Yeah. Because I feel like when somebody goes in, like when people can go in and sing like just you know, the classics, Sweet Home Alabama, fucking Suavemente or whatever. Mm-hmm. They sing just like the generic karaoke songs. But you get somebody to go in and already just start off like a Disney song and have it in a big one and a fun one.
Yeah.
Then I feel like it loosens up the room.
It's so much more fun.
Yeah. I've always found like me and my friend, when we go, shout out Gold Room Mondays. When we go to karaoke spot, like it's, you know, the lineup's pretty small. Not many people signed up. Then we sign up, we do our thing, and then suddenly it's just like, oh, it's 20 people deep now.
Yeah, that's too many.
So it starts, like you get the ball rolling. People are just like, all right, cool. Like if this person's willing to do this, then there's nothing I can do that's going to be any more embarrassing. I do a service when I'm at karaoke. You guys are welcome.
Thank you for your service. I really appreciate that.
Hey, all in a day's work, everybody.
That's huge. And you're so brave.
I'm no hero.
You're so brave for that.
Hey.
You're so brave.
I mean, you're not wrong. But I won't take the credit. I'm too humble.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
But I do deserve it. All right.
You're good. After, you know, Grant and Starla, they have sex. But not like bad sex. Like apparently it's like really good for her. And she's like telling the whole office, like, she's like, yeah, I guess.
She's like,
I have this
money. And everyone's like, I married him.
Everyone's like, he's like, it was really good. Oh my God. It's never been like that before. Maybe I will stay with him. Holy shit. I'm like, good for you, girl.
Got that dick from Grant.
Well, goddamn.
That's how it always starts. You get infected by an alien thing. It always starts with just like, oh man, the confidence, the libido, my God. And then suddenly it's like, it's getting gross.
You're like, all of a sudden, yeah, you got it.
It's a little too much, sir.
You got some stuff falling out of your chest there, my friend. when he's choking when Grant is choking Starla.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that scene was when the cops show up and he still has his long slither arms.
Yeah.
And he's just like running like loose. And his arms are like hitting things as he's leaving the house.
Do I know something crazy?
What?
When they were filming that, this is a very Lord of the Rings Two Towers moment.
Okay.
When we were filming that, Michael Rooker's arm got dislocated.
and it shows. And it, you know what? It looks really good. Yeah. He committed.
There's a scene. They're like, oh, he waited. Because it's like, apparently the arm was like just so heavy.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you start swinging around, like it just pop. And then he didn't. I don't think he told anybody. Nobody sue me. I don't know if that's part's true, but I know he dislocated his arm.
Allegedly.
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 He did more takes. Yeah, or allegedly, he said, hey, guys. I think my arm's dislocated.
I think we should maybe pack up today because maybe we switch to a different scene. This doesn't involve me. Like,
we can write out this just, arm from the film.
It felt what wacky inflatable arm filling tube man. And he's just like, he's just limp. And it was original, just great.
Sorry.
It was just great. Anyways, go ahead.
The original idea was that that it would have been a wacky, wavy, inflatable arm-failing tube man as the villain. And then they're like, ah, let's make it worms.
Yeah, worms probably would be a little scarier. I mean, the wacky inflatable arm-flailing tube man is a whole different B horror movie.
Yeah.
Probably even a D horror movie at that rate.
Oh my God, but how crazy would it be?
I mean, get on it.
I kind of want to. Now. I've been on a brainstorming kick lately, okay. And I'm very much. I'm hoping like by the end of this year, I can start working on a short film, and then more stuff because I want to make an effort like to get the podcast out more, yeah. To get the podcast and myself out more to like the whole more of the horror community, yeah. In the terms of events and stuff.
The horror community,
yeah. The horror community.
Well, you're like, they already know.
I need no introduction there.
They know. You know who you are. Don't.
I'm on the board. Katie?
He's got Lyme's disease. That's what I wrote down. I wrote down bullet points, and sometimes I just write down lines.
Isn't that what they all just they're all just assuming that's wrong with him?
He's got Lyme's disease.
Yeah. The commentary from like everybody that's not the main characters is so fucking funny.
He's got Lyme's disease.
I think there's a part, if I'm remembering this right, where he's just like, "You said you'd be with me for better or worse," and somebody's like, "It's fucking worse."
So when they're cornering Grant in the open field,
I think that's the part.
And
too.
Starla is like I love you, like for better or for worse, I'm here for you. And then the guy comes up and he goes, "I don't care what kind of leprosy you got." And then
then he gets sliced in half.
But yeah. My favorite part is that he realizes he gets sliced in half, and his eyes like do like a oh no, and then he slices in half. And I was like, you're like dead instantly. But like, I love that they're like, well, let's Addie being like, oh, not again.
Yeah, oh, not again.
Shoot.
Yeah, twice in a week.
God damn it. Right in the pie hole.
It's a very like James Gunn-y reaction to like the horror, mm-hmm. which is the horror and like the characters' reactions to certain things is very James Gunn-y, which is what I love. And then like when you get the violence and all that and mm-hmm. the gore, it's same thing.
Yes, yeah.
There's a vibe to it. It's the same like when like Belko Experiment. It's like it's not James Gunn directing, mm-hmm. but you get the vibe of it,
yes.
from certain moments. And this, yeah, you get the vibe of early gunniness in this.
You get that gun down vibe.
You get that gun down vibe.
I
broke Katie, everybody.
I wrote things down. and I love when I write things down because it's like, why? Do you, oh my God, I can't even say it, stutter, work, here we go. Do you like meat?
Like meat?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. I like
it. The dog.
No, I'm Mexican. I grew up on tacos, dog. That's the episode. Yeah, cut to be continued.
Nice. Cool. Because he goes, meat the whole time.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, do you like meat?
Meat.
He looks like the stapler guy from Office Space.
Milton. I think it's Milton. No. Never seen it. Never seen Office Space.
It's fine.
I've seen clips. I know I get references, but I don't know. I don't understand them to the fullest extent.
My mom, my whole family has been talking about that movie my entire life, and I saw it, and I was like, okay. I thought it was going to be more. It was fine.
Yeah. I think at the time it was like, whoa.
Yeah, like this is really good.
It's like those, there's some movies and stuff that you watch that people are like, this is a classic or this is great, this is amazing.
And then you watch it
and it's like, I mean, it's fine.
I feel like
I think there's other movies that did it better.
If I watched it with my family, mm-hmm. I think that would be better because then they would commentate and I would understand what they find funny about it.
Yeah.
But me watching alone, I'm like, okay, yeah. Sick.
Like, did you ever, have you seen, there's this movie, Nirvana, the band, the show.
Is that the one that just came out?
Yeah.
So everyone's talking about that.
Oh my God. Go see. I know this is horror, but this is the funniest movie I've seen in so fucking long. There's a part that really hits this point home, and it's so funny, but I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
It's so good. Go see the movie.
Okay.
But how they discover that they're in a certain place and time is hilarious. And I think relates to this point of when you see something, when you see something like, but where, like, that was made maybe a few, like a decade or so back.
Yeah.
Like the experience you're having now is different from what people were having when they watched it originally.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at it with a different lens. I think it's the same thing with this movie too. Like, I mean, there's some moments where you're just like, that was the time.
Oh, the good time. I think the of the time is their shady Southern accents.
Nathan Fillion comes kind of close.
I feel like they're all like up here, yeah. And they're all just like, hey.
Yeah, maybe it's just Nathan Fillion's just so charming. I'm just like, yeah, sure. That's his Nathan accent. It's the, Nathan what's, Fillion.
Whenever I think of him, I knew who he was, but I didn't know his name. You know how I learned his name? Big Mouth.
Oh, Nathan Fillion.
It's Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Andrew Glauberman.
Nathan Fillion.
I stutter on the N. It sucks. Fuck. Oh. Even in the accent.
Oh. That's the sound I always recognize with her.
Missy,
yeah.
Oh, no. The Andrew Glauberman, because she's kind of back here. Andrew?
That's, Andrew? That's it.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion? No, it's more like she has a lisp. It's a little bit of a lisp.
Missy, are you there?
Are you there, God? I just blacked out. Sorry. Where did I go?
Those moments you lose in the pod.
I'm scared. No, every episode, everyone's like, do you remember what you... I'm like, I don't know what I talked about. Yeah. In an episode, I black out. As soon as this episode, as soon as we hit cut, I am on to the next one. And then after the day, I don't remember what I say.
Same thing with like stand-up, same thing with voiceover, right? I get in the booth, or I get on stage, do the thing, I get off. I'm like, what'd I do? What'd I say?
And then
what happened?
And then I go back and watch and I go, hey, could you react more? Could you pay attention? Or how about you shut the hell up?
Yeah.
Honestly, what if I just... I'm going to let you talk the whole time. Why am I speaking? Because you'll be telling me something great, and I'll be like, fun. Sick. Cool. And I'm like, could you say anything else? Cool. Awesome. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So, anyways. Is your spouse possessed? If they are... Smash or pass?
If my spouse is possessed?
Yeah, smash or pass.
Well, I don't have a spouse. I
don't either. So
yeah, but I mean, they're possessed. I think it depends on what's possessing them. Really?
Like, it's,
I mean,
if the it's, worm. If
it's the worm.
It's the worm. In this case, it's the worm.
If it's just, if we're talking about just that.
But it's going to be the best sex of your life.
But okay, so is it like that first go? It's not only the best sex, but it's also that's when they're also going to infect me with something.
No, because they're your spouse, so they're like patient zero, and they're the leader.
The first go is like all like, hey, this is a good one. It's free.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to infect you on the second go.
Oh, I don't know if they have. We don't know, but it's just. Are you staying with them? Smash or pass? The first. Are you at all?
If I just staying with them,
you know they're possessed. Are you having sex with them? Yes or no? That is the question.
If I'm armed with the knowledge,
but it's gonna be the like, best this is, sex
this
of
is
your
a
life.
Very, this is the, this you're could really, defi- this could really this. Like tank or break my career. this answer. if I know that they have like a worm thing in them, I'd. But I'd also know that it's going to be the best sex ever.
Yeah.
Fuck. God, it's like asking to kill my mom or kill my dog. I don't know. I guess no.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I'm going to go with no.
So you're saying.
Yeah, I think I'd pass. I'd pass on that smash.
Best sex of your life.
I know. It's just...
You're not going to get possessed.
But eventually I would, though, right? I don't know. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, okay.
It's awesome.
Armed with that knowledge and update, maybe I would smash. and just roll the dice on round two.
It took so long to get there.
It did, because there's I just have to understand what I'm getting. This is why I'll never. If ever like a demon comes across my way and starts just like, I want your soul. I'm like, what about 1% of my soul? How much does that get me? I will negotiate. I want to negotiate everything until someone's just like, I'm annoyed. Let me just be honest with you. This is what I want, and this is what you'll get.
Yeah.
God forbid a genie ever comes in my position.
You're like, I'm gonna wish for more wishes. I'm gonna find the loopholes.
I've written this out. Listen carefully.
You're like, I've been waiting. Thank God. No, because where'd it go? Where'd the thought go? No, because
would you?
One and done, yeah.
Okay.
And you kill him afterwards. But also, okay, if we're talking like demon thing, though, it's a nice brain break. Okay? Because like there's a lot going on up here and I'm stressed constantly. Much anxiety. Let me take a break. Okay?
Yeah.
And also, if it is a demon, like we're not talking like worm, but if we're talking about just possession in general, and they're like, hey, I want your soul. I'm like, hear me out. Okay, I'll be like, what are your goals? Here are mine. Can we do like a 50-50 thing and like we can work together to accomplish both of those things?
You get Wednesdays, I get Thursdays, and we'll divvy it up from there.
Yeah. And we'll every week we'll like figure it out. Like it's not going to be like the substance where it's like 1 week on, like 1 week off. Cause like, what if, you know, we need to switch it up. That's fine. We'll go back and look at our calendars and adjust from there. Yeah. I think it'll be perfect, but I don't know. I think that's, I would. Yeah, smash, 100%. Yeah, one and done thing. It's the best one you're ever gonna get.
Also, you get to walk away with just like, you guys ever have sex with an alien life form?
Also,
I technically have.
But also, you become one, and then you get to become a pile of Grant.
You get to become a pile of Grant.
That was crazy. I think that
grade
part,
grade A Grant.
That part creeped me out the most because it's just. Can you imagine? Hey. We're going to cast you in this movie, okay? But you're going to be one of the many bodies attached to Grant. And it's just going to be your head, and you're going to have to be in this, like, skin suit as this giant Jabba the Hutt mutant thing. And, but there's,
It's going to look like an orgy just melting together.
Yeah.
And you just have to have the happiest face on your face most of the time.
Because you're so excited.
Because you love this.
You love
being a Grant mound.
You love the mound of Grant. And
you also want more of the mound Grant.
And you also love Starla so much.
You love Starla.
So much. You love your wife. Yeah. You love your wife, Starla.
Not as much as you love Grant mound, but you love your wife.
Yes. I hate it when the worm started possessing other people, and then they all started talking like Grant. They're like, "You're my wife," and then she's like, "Who the fuck are you?" If that started happening, I would lose my shit. I'd be like, "You're not my mom." Or it's the King of the Hill sound.
My purse. I don't know you. That's my purse.
No, say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
That's my purse. I don't know you. And that's how I would feel. I'd be like, I don't know you. No, you don't get to say that. No.
They play it very fun with the hive mind concept of it all. Everybody is Grant. Even when they show Jenna Fisher and the thing, being like, "We've been waiting for you, Sheriff. Where you been?" or whatever.
She was such.
She's got like a little.
She was such a. She's like, "Hi, I'm on the radio," and they're like, "Okay, could you tell us where things are?" She's like, and then they're like, "Are you nodding your head?" And she goes, "Yeah." And they're like, "Can you do it? Then do it. Okay." And then she does it. And then she's like, looks up, and then all the little worms
it's
come
like
down.
Immediate.
But also, why do they need so many worms? You know what I'm saying? To possess one person, that seems like.
I don't know if it's like they need a bunch of worms. I think it's just like.
For dramatic effect, probably to be scarier. Because one isn't scary.
Yeah.
But
it's like, to put it in kind of a gross way, it's like when like sperm. Like it doesn't need to be a billion sperm, but like only one's going to get it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
So it's kind of the same with the worms. They're
Slither's
all
a man.
This is a Me Too movie.
This is a Me Too movie. Oh my God.
Well, I mean,
is it Harvey Weinstein? No.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I was done too much.
I don't know what he did in this movie.
No, he didn't do anything in this movie. I was just, I was thinking, is this an allegory for?
I mean, it could be. I mean, it's very shitty people.
Everybody does that for every horror movie. They're like, this movie was actually part of the Epstein files.
People turn into the target lady.
And you're just like, oh no! Epstein files! Shit! Approved!
I can't watch it. Disapproved!
Disapproved! This is not my target! No, it's the thing. It's just, people watch, especially horror. I mean, even if you're just talking about this wall is black, that means it's segregation. It's like, no, the wall is just black.
It's a metaphor for the void that he feels inside.
The mise-en-scene or whatever. And like that shit that people are like, every horror movie, they're like, it's connected to Epstein. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, it's connected.
I'm like, or it's just scary.
Or it's just some weirdo just decided this would be spooky.
It might also, but I don't think you should read that much into it for your mental health because there's already enough.
It's like with the Jordan Peele. Like, I mean, it's not so much with the Epstein stuff, but like with Jordan Peele movies, like after the first one, everyone, like Get Out comes out, everyone's like, what does it all mean though?
And he's like,
everything means something. Why is there a lake so close to this family? It's for the oppression of being carried on slave ships. Like, I don't think that deep, dog.
It was just the location. Yeah, he said that there's one theory that was like, oh, he's what's her name? What's the
Adeline? No.
Allison Brie. Not Allison Brie. Allison, the girl in the movie. She in Get Out is drinking milk.
Oh, and it's
out of a straw. And it's the straw is black and everyone's like, oh my god, because that's like segregation. And he's like, nah, it's just creepy to drink milk out of a straw, and that's literally it. So it's like sometimes it's not that deep. Just like this movie, it's probably not, and it's not, but it's a man,
yeah,
and that's bald man, and that's the movie.
No bald men were hurt in the making of this
episode,
except for Grant. He exploded. He exploded.
He did explode. Starla was like, I'm gonna seduce you. I'm going to seduce you, and then I'm going to stab you with a really small piece of thing, and I think that's going to work. And then Nathan Fillion is going to come in and try to, like...
Puts, like, a whole... Yeah, he tries to throw a grenade, and then it gets thrown in the water.
Yeah! What is the smallest grenade ever? What was that going to do?
Just that reaction, just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, did you not have a backup plan?
Yeah. And then, lo and behold, got some gas...
The gasoline.
Yeah.
And but the thing was going into his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second movie to this?
A second movie? No. They play it up like there's going to be a sequel, like, you know, like that kind of ambiguous, like, oh, they survived or did they?
Yeah.
One worm lives. They kind of have that.
Because it seems like if it was going to be, it would be a worm inside Nathan. Because he got the stomach.
Yeah, I think the one other girl who's with them ends up saying, like, oh, like, if it infected you, you would have died, too. They kind of like, brush it. They kind of brush it off a bit in terms of, like...
There's always
something, but
always one strong swimmer, James Gunn.
There's always... They only work... Remember, condoms only work 99.99% of the time.
And they weren't wearing one. Uh-oh, Nathan. Uh-oh. Is possessed. Slither 2. The Slither...
Electric boo.
Slithering on in.
Slithering on up. How Slither got their slime back. My ride's here.
Police?
I gotta go.
Hello? 911? I'm scared. 911.
911.
What's your emergency? Also, in the house that, or in, yeah, Starla and Grant's house,
mm-hmm.
All of the hive mind, they print out thousands of photos of Starla. And I just want to know, where did they have the time? Because it's 2006. You didn't, like, how much money was that?
And that printer, it's not gonna print everything out.
Yeah.
And you're gonna need ink cartridges. And you get there's no Amazon back then. You had to go there.
Busy. They probably went to several.
You had to get to a place.
Yeah.
You had to buy it physically.
I mean,
in person.
That seemed like a lot of work. And I was like, I get it. But like, as an alien, I think you should be focusing on the goal at hand, which is possessing the whole species and like eating them.
Yeah. You got to assimilate.
Instead of being like, what if we did some arts and crafts and just did a collage, just a fun collage.
What if we did? Yeah. What if we just did our own vision board?
Yeah. I mean, it was great. And that's also like, could they have used their creative talents for that instead of evil?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If only, you know, if only like it had like Friday the 13th ended with Jason just discovering calligraphy or something,
right?
You know, and then it's just like, oh, okay, you know what? Hey, Lucy, Cindy, whoever the, hey, white girl, you get to just leave. You get to survive. Go on.
Hey, white girl.
I was just like, what is that?
It's a white girl.
Quiet place. No, I saw this because I also
ADHD.
ADHD is wild because also I saw this and like, have you seen that trailer for that one that
oh, the new one,
the audio what's it called? Something with like a T or something. I forget the name.
T.
I'll probably end up seeing it. But yeah.
This looks like a sound wave. Yeah,
and I guess it does. What, Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah, you're looking up the posters for the audio people.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah, man.
Sometimes you gotta explore your space, you know.
And that's the first rule of improv. Get out. My neighbors, I love them. They're great. But one of them, every week has an improv troupe that comes into their apartment.
Oh God.
And
they just do improv?
Yeah.
Oh God. And what way, like an act, like actual like, hey, well, UCB's not hiring us, so we'll just do it here.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
You know what? I love all comedy's great, but I used to do improv and I don't really like improv that much anymore.
Yeah. Also, you know, do it where you should do it. Don't.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'll run my material in my own place out loud, but like I won't be there like, let me just do an open mic just out loud in my living room real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, how's everyone doing today? Yeah, good to be here. If my neighbors or roommates were just like, hey, you sound insane. Shut I'd be like, up. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I think my neighbors think that I have several people living in my apartment because it's just me talking to myself. And then the roommates are like,
she has some real quiet. She has really quiet roommates.
My roommates don't talk. It's crazy. No, they do. so we've established the possess smasher pass.
Yeah.
My favorite thing also is when Nathan Fillion calls, radios. Radios, because they have those. That's 2006. Good times.
They're called walkie talkies back then.
They're called talkies. The moving pictures. The silver screens.
When those talkies came out, my God,
that was huge.
Too loud for me.
Too much. Too much sound.
Too much sound. I like a quiet. That's.
Too much going on.
That's why I married my wife. She doesn't talk. She's a mute.
I love her for that.
She's
she's in the kitchen, and that's it. That's just where she lives. She's a bed. She's a cot in the kitchen.
I told you, I'm not your wife. I'm your caretaker. Be quiet, wife. Hush now, or I'll send you back.
Yeah, the audio people. There are so many people in this room. I just want to let you know it's not
We're
just
a cast
Julian.
Of characters. We have a whole improv troupe.
Julian is the improv troupe. Can we get a suggestion from the audience?
Can I get a place, please? Can I get a place and a person, an occupation as well, please?
Please and thank you.
Not 9/11. All right.
Okay. Thank you. 9/11. The day after 9/11. The day before. 9/10. 9/12.
Man, wild day yesterday, right?
You are not going to believe.
I don't know if you guys watched the news. Did you see what happened yesterday?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, crazy. Thank God we're here in Delaware, or a local area.
Hey, yo.
That's for the Patreon. You can just insert whatever city.
No, it's going to.
Per place.
This is staying all singing. No, this is all for the public. Thank you for tuning in.
People have to see this.
Yes, they do. So, Nathan Fillion, radios in to Jenna Fisher and is like, hey, we need help. And Jenna's like, oh, thank God you called. Oh, Southern. You got to get Southern with it. Hold on. I got to get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, your mom called and she said that you clogged the toilet again. you got the upset stomach problems. Yeah, you got to unclog that. Yeah, because something you ate on Sunday. And I just thought that was funny because. Yeah.
all the little interjections, the like, hey, maybe don't say that over the radio.
He's trying to win back the love of his life, Elizabeth Banks, because he didn't run off with her to Hollywood. She was going to go to Hollywood, but she ended up marrying Grant Grant right away.
Yep.
And they were going to go to Hollywood together.
And they done didn't go to Hollywood. Nowhere. They didn't do a Hollywood thing. They could
have gone to Hollywood together, but instead he's clogging toilets with his mom.
My God. Clogging them toilets. Nathan. Whatever. What's his name?
In the movie? That's Phil. A great question. No, that's his last name, Fillion. His name is Bill.
Bill. Bill. That's a very Nathan Fillion character name. Bill.
Bill. That checks out. He seems like a Bill.
I used to think Nathan Fillion was the guy from True Blood.
I don't even know who's in True Blood. I couldn't name you one person.
Oh, no worries. But I mean, if you look up look up Bill from True Blood, and he looks exactly like Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
It's very funny. Especially now remembering that his character's name is Bill in this movie where he has a southern accent. And this guy, my friend was showing me the pilot episode, mm-hmm. and she was just like building on this moment of when he finally says, all right, Snooki.
Oh my God.
Is it Snooki? Snooki. Snooki.
Could die.
Snooki. Yeah, no worries.
Over my head.
It's HBO Southern Vampires. Love. Doing vampire things.
Love. So we're wrapping up here.
Okay.
But are there any final thoughts on Slither? We covered the most random things in this movie.
We did.
And that checks out.
All over the place, but I mean, in a fun way.
But that is the pod, so it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, if you're someone who appreciates especially practical stuff, and, I love it. It's, it's a perfect mix of, mostly practical, and then the CGI is done on top of the practical stuff.
Yeah.
Or just to enhance some of the stuff in the background or whatever, or in, the smaller foreground. So I definitely appreciate that. So it's got a very, there's a very real feel to it. It's the same mm-hmm. reason I prefer the Lord of the Rings trilogy over the Hobbit movies, because they were actually, it's all real.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hobbit, they made Ian McKellen cry because he was doing crazy. There's a video of it. It's really sad. he's there. He's acting to no one. He's just like, I'm sorry. I just, you spent your life working at a craft and it's reduced to this. Talking to no one here. It's just him in a room full of green screens.
That sucks.
And
though.
It's just
that's
so,
so
and it's
fair.
Just him. It's just as Gandalf. And he starts crying. Ian McKellen, you're a treasure. I hope you never die. But yeah, that's why I always appreciate any movie that has a lot of practical effects. And this one is definitely up there on my list. It's a very fun movie. James Gunn, I'm not a huge, huge James Gunn fan, but I appreciate a lot of when he has solid hits. I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
And this is kind of that early vibe of it all that I really enjoyed. It's a good introduction, to James Gunn, to James Gunn's style and his sense of humor and the type of movies he makes.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. So were you afraidy or not afraidy of 2006 Slither?
Originally, was freaked out. The whole idea of worms trying to crawl in you.
Yeah.
And especially I remember the a lot of the promo material was a lot of it was the bathtub and the worms crawling to the bathtub. That already is just ew.
Ew, get out of there.
She has a lot of holes.
But they only go in the mouth, which is nice.
We didn't know that.
Which is polite, which is very polite. But, oh my God.
But yeah, when you're naked in a tub, your holes are exposed. And so it's more terrifying, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't know that they were going for the mouth. You show a movie that just says teeth and you show me just the poster, I'm not going to assume where those teeth are. All right. That's all I'm saying. It leaves all to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the time when it first came out, I was pretty scared of it. Now I get a squeamish vibe. It's hard to make me squirm in certain films. There's a very specific bodily harm in films that can happen that really I already know will make me freak out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I can watch Saw movies and eat I want a lasagna. I don't have a problem watching it being I know that's that corn. I know that corn syrup is probably delicious.
Yeah, this movie I was I don't feel great.
Yeah. when you're starting this, when you're seeing it go in and stuff, it's just like, ugh. You're like, ugh, my gag, your gag reflex reacts on its own.
My stomach was a little queasy during this one.
Yeah. It's like when you watch Jackass and you see them get hurt, you kind of feel it.
No, it's not quite even Jackass.
No, I'm saying, but like the reaction, to it all is like, and not even just Jackass, but like even like when you're watching like epic fail movie or videos or stuff, and people just like get, or like do, they're like on a skateboard and they're grinding and they fall and they,
and they're getting possessed.
They get possessed by a slime worm and all this.
Yeah, and I see those.
And they take over the whole town. It's like, it's very like, it's, ooh, I feel that.
I felt that personally.
But then he falls on the guardrail on his crotch, and it's like, ooh, yeah, I feel that.
I felt that. Yeah, I felt that spiritually. I felt that. Oh my god. So, out of 10, what are you giving this movie?
Out of 10, I'll put it above a 5. I want to say this is probably like a 7.5 for me. I'd say it's very fun. It's a very like B schlocky kind of horror film, which if that's a taste of yours, if that's something you enjoy, I think it's a very good one. It is visually very squirmy, so it's like, so I think on repeat viewings, you kind of retain a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the first watch, I think on the first watch, it's very like, there's moments where it's very like, very jarring and very gross. So I think on repeat viewings, you still get that kind of reaction. So I'd say that puts it kind of a little up there.
Yeah.
But it's not a perfect horror movie. Okay. So it's, well, like,
it's your opinion.
Yeah.
That's his opinion.
Yeah. It's my opinion and I'll have it.
Damn straight. And I will too.
Yeah.
I gave it a 6.
Okay.
Solid.
I'm leaving.
No, it's fine. It definitely, I don't think I'll.
We said all that stuff about opinions and then I'm just like, I hate yours.
You're right. Get off. This is my podcast now. It's not my favorite.
Get out.
It wasn't definitely my favorite, but it was fun. I don't think I will ever watch it again, but it definitely was fun. And it was fun to see everybody. I keep saying it's fun. No, but genuinely, like, to watch.
It's fun. It's a fun horror movie.
It's fun. And that's what it was supposed to be. I don't think this is supposed to be anything like groundbreaking and like terrifying.
It doesn't have like big scares. So it leaves room for the humor.
It's just gross.
It's just gross.
It's just gross. And it's just funny gross. And kind of creepy. But Grant.
Just fun and gross, just guys.
Grant. Well, Julian, thank you.
Gross with Grant. Sorry.
It's gross with Grant. And this is Julian. And this is the time of the show where you plug yourself and tell people where they can follow you and all that jazz.
Hey, everybody. You guys can find me on all the social medias. Julian F. Comedy. Does it matter what? I'm going to share one. Julian F. Comedy. JulianFComedy.com for all any show dates or tour dates that might be going on. Might not be a lot this year, but I mean, who knows? That might change. And then I have my own horror podcast, Little Pot of Horrors. We just started relaunching episodes. A few first ones are kind of solo, but we're going to start having guests on pretty soon and start doing, wow, Katie, wow. Start the whole goddamn podcast over.
I was
interrupted when I was doing my plugs for my career. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I just had a spit moment.
I didn't see it.
I felt it.
Okay, amazing. We're keeping all of it in.
It was a great moment to have.
Thank you.
Little Pot of Horrors. You guys can go watch that. And I got more stuff I'm working on, so follow me on all the social medias. Katie, back to you.
Oh man, thank you for being here today. He showed up early and I was running late and I was, so I had my sunglasses back on.
Returning to my first stage.
The coolness factor is back, guys. Thank you so much.
We're about to go back. Sorry.
Oh, shut up. Thank you. Shut your mouth. Shut your whole mouth. Thank you. Shut up. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms. We also have a Patreon with extended episodes, so make sure to tune in to that and subscribe if you'd like to support. We would love that. And this is the fun part of the show where we.
This is the fun part.
Yeah, it's the end. It's when you leave. Thank God. No, it's when we give advice that's inspired by the film. good or bad. And it's we usually just think of it right on the spot. Here, I don't think of it before or after. So my advice to you is move to Hollywood, you know, because I think that's the big thing is she never followed her dreams and she was relying, you know, and she did. She kind of gave up. And you can follow your dreams because then you won't have worms and you won't be married to a Grant.
Yeah.
And yeah. How about you?
Cool. Yes. If you're going to have a worm in your mouth, make sure it's attached to a human being and they both parties have given consent. If it is just a singular worm, maybe don't allow it in your mouth. Unless that's how you roll. I mean, do your thing. But ultimately, you know, make sure it's, you know, a sentient being.
And on that note, guys, you guys have been awesome. You've been awesome, Julie.
Oh, this has been, you've been great. Awesome.
Thanks for being on. And we will see you next time. Stay afraidy. Yay, we did it. Yay.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
How's everybody's evening? Good? Good.